Welcome to the Drivecast. My name is Nick Zarley. I am the college pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. I want to remind you of a few things that we covered this past Sunday. Ever since I was a child, like 5 years old, playing sports since then, I've had coaches tell me over and again, keep your head up. That no matter what happened, if it was a bad play, if it was a mistake, if it was just an unfortunate situation, the coaches always reminded me to keep my head up, to look beyond what's right in front of me and the failure, the mistake, or the circumstance, but to keep my head up and to keep pressing on. And it's interesting because my wife and I just recently, we were able to take our family for a bike ride, and it's become a weekly habit where we load up a wagon full of bikes and a wagon for my two-year-old and my daughter, who's still on training wheels. And we head over to the bike trail and we ride for a bit. And over and again, if you could record our conversation with our daughter, because as she's riding on her training wheels, she just feels the uneasiness. And so she is prone to look down at her tires, look down at her feet, and kind of watch what's going on, because she feels the uncertainty of the bike, and she won't pedal because she watches her feet. And so over and again, my wife are saying to her, look up. Don't forget to look up. Look up. One, enjoy the ride. I mean, it's beautiful on the bike trail in Mount Vernon, and we can see wildlife and just the canopy of trees. Like, it is gorgeous. It is beautiful. So look up and enjoy this. But also, keep your head up. Like, look beyond what we're dealing with right now, and look out to where the bridge is going to be, and enjoy the ride and take in all that we have going on around us. But to keep your head up. And so often, I think it's true for all of us that we want to stare at the uneasiness or the worries or the concerns of life, and then we miss everything that's going on around us. But more importantly, we take our eyes off of the end goal, that we have been given a hope in Christ, that no matter what comes, no matter what happens, our end goal, we have hope that we will be with Him forever, that He has purchased our lives and that we are His. And so often we stare at our shoes, we stare at the training wheels that are wobbling, so to speak, where we have difficult circumstances in our own lives, and we take our eyes off of Jesus and off of our hope. And so just as some encouragement today, look up, keep your head up. I know life is rough. I know that we're all walking through difficult circumstances, and we can become so focused on that we lose sight of what really matters and where our treasure truly lies. But today, choose to look up. We're reminded from our text in Hebrews chapter 11, 23 to 28, we see that by faith, Moses gave up riches and power. And the text actually says that he chose to be mistreated. And what we see is that being like Christ is our greatest wealth, that we can give up the fleeting pleasures of sin, as the text says today, that we can give up those fleeting pleasures, the things that just will not last, because our greatest wealth is in becoming more and more like Jesus. We also see that the text said that he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Over and again, you'll see in Hebrews that there are examples of men and women who have persevered and who have continued to be steadfast in their faith despite not being able to see the reward. And so he is enduring as seeing him who is invisible. He remains steadfast in his faith to God, even though the reward remains unseen. And then finally, in our text, we saw that Moses kept the Passover, that by faith he kept the Passover, that his faith was in the blood of the Lamb. And that's my prayer for all of us, that our faith would be in the blood of the Lamb. That even if, as the rest of Hebrews goes, and we see that it doesn't always end well for people, that they walk in difficulty, they walk in pain, they walk in unfortunate circumstance, they walk in persecution for the rest of their life, but ultimately, the text says that the world was not worthy of these, that they were commended for their steadfastness and faith. And my prayer is that we would do the same, that even if God says no to the things that we want relief from or things that we want healing from, we have the ultimate yes, as J.D. Greer says, we have the ultimate yes in Jesus, that we have him as our Savior, and that he has sent a way to redeem us and rescue us. And that's where our faith is. Our faith is in the blood of the Lamb. Our faith is not in our hope that things will get better, but our faith is in Jesus Christ, who completed the work, who finished the work, and we look forward to the day that we will be with him forevermore. So my encouragement for you this week is look up, keep your heads up, stop staring at the uneasiness of life, and trust that God is with you, that He will be with you always, and that He will carry through whatever you're going through, and He will be with you always. Also, you know, if you're struggling with sin in your own life, that you would say no to that, and you would be like Moses, that you would give those things up, the fleeting pleasures of sin, seeing it for what it is, that it's only going to last for the moment, but that you would choose the greatest wealth, which is to be more and more like Jesus. May we remain steadfast towards an unseen reward, that we would continue in faith, that we would not depart from it, but we would not walk away from faith, but we would press in and trust that God is going to be with us always, and that our hope is rooted in Him, and ultimately that our faith would be in the blood of the Lamb, that we would trust Him with our lives. For a moment, I'd like to pray with you. So if you would, let's pray together. Jesus, we thank you for this word. We are reminded daily of our own struggles and our own worries and our own concerns and our own uneasiness of life. And a lot of times it feels like we're a new bike rider on training wheels, where things are just kind of rocky and it's not sure footing. I pray that we would look up and we would look ahead to where you are, that we would trust that you have got us, that we would rest our faith not in our ability to work through the problem, but we would trust that you are with us always, that you are working all things together for good. We thank you for your word as a reminder that just as the writer of Hebrews was explaining to them and encouraging them in their faith, that we would be encouraged, that there are those who have gone before us, there are those in our lives presently who have gone through and experienced what we are experiencing or something similar. I pray that we would press into them and lean into them, knowing that they've already walked through it and that their life would be a testimony to your faithfulness. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood. We thank you that you shed it on the cross for us, and that we can put our hope in you, and we can put our faith in you because of what you have done, your finished work. Help us today to keep our heads up and to look ahead. We love you and praise you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. I pray for you for the rest of your day. I pray that you would look up, and that the day would go well for you, because you see your ultimate glory and ultimate hope in Jesus. Have a great week. We hope to see you back the next time at the DriveCast.